Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Aleph Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're finishing off in Yitzhak Hashem Simen Kuf Samach Hei, which deals with the halachos of how many times you have to wash your hands if you went to the bathroom and you also now want to eat bread. So you need to do it Asher Yotzar and Alantin Lasidayim, and we had through a whole discussion yesterday. The Mechaber's first opinion that he brings down over here is that a person should wash twice. The first time you should wash and make an Asher Yotzar, and the second time you should wash, you should make an Alan Tilas Yadayin. And we went through all of this in great detail in yesterday's shir in the Mishneh Berurah. Now, Mechaber continues on the very top line of Samach Aleph Omid Beis, and he says, Vim eino rotza litol ela pamachas, if a person doesn't want to wash two times, or as we pointed out yesterday, for whatever the reason, he can't wash two times, there's not enough water, whatever else the situation may be. So he has one time to wash his hands. So what should he do? He has to make both the Asher Yotzar and the Alan Tilas Yadayim. And there's a problem, we said, with hefsek and interruptions, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. So what should he do? So the Mechaber here gives another eitz. He says, if you're only going to wash one time, pour the water on your hands, both of your hands. Have somebody else pour the water on both of your hands, or, as we learned earlier, if you can pour it on both of your hands simultaneously. So you poured water, have somebody else pour water on both your hands simultaneously. As we'll see, you do this with less than a revius. So now your hands are not fully done with Netilas Yadayim, but your hands are now clean that you can make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Umishavshay, you wipe your hands together for Nikias, and there's no problem over here, as we'll see, with that water being metami you because you washed both hands at once. If you only washed your right hand, and then you washed your left hand, and then you touch your right and left hand together, and the waters are not yet tahar because you didn't pour a full revius, or you only did mayim rishonim, so then you'd have a real big problem, as we've learned previously, that the water on your left hand will be metami your right hand, the water on your right hand will be metami your left hand, because those waters are tame, because after you pour the mayim rishonim, your hands become tahar, but the water becomes tame if you didn't pour a full revius and you didn't do yet the mayim shniyim. So in this situation, you're clearly going to see in the Mishneh Berurah that we're pouring according to the Mechaber, somebody else is pouring, or you're doing somehow simultaneously pouring on both of your hands, the mayim rishonim, less than a revius. You wipe the hands together, and now you have Aruch Asher Yotzar. Your hands are clean that you can now make the Baruch of Asher Yotzar, but this isn't yet accomplishing the Netilas Yadayim, so there's no problem with having a hefsek between the washing of the Netilas Yadayim and the Baruch of Netilas Yadayim. So now, after you said the Asher Yotzar, the Achikach Bishas Nigov, you pour the second water now, and then you dry off this water, Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim. Now you can make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim and have the Netilas Yadayim action right next to the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Let's see this inside now in the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. He writes, Rotzel Omer, the Omer Birchas Asher Yotzar, Kodim Shigiz Man Birchas Al Netilas Yadayim. You're doing it in this way so that you're not having a problem with the Hefsek. The Chiv to say the Asher Yotzar is as soon as your hands are somewhat clean that you can make a bracha. And you haven't yet done the full Netilas Yadayim for bread. So you can make the Asher Yotzar now before you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim because the bracha for Al Netilas Yadayim has not yet been chal. The Hainu L'Achas Sheshofach Rak Pam Achas Al Yodav. You poured, as I pointed out, simultaneously, somebody else is pouring on your hands, or you're doing it, waters that are less than bepachos mirevius on both of your hands, v'shifshif yodav zubazu, and that is no problem with the hands touching each other. When you pour the water on both hands at once, so it's not right-hand water, left-hand water, it's all the water together is considered tame, but it can't be metame either of your hands, da'dayin lo nigmar netila, and you haven't yet accomplished netilas yadayim, so the chiyuv to say the bracha al netilas yadayim has not yet taken effect, so you can make the bracha v'asher yotzar, and no problem, v'achekach, now, shofich pam shnia ayodav, letar ha'mayim rishonim. Now, you can pour the mayim shniyim on your hands. The purpose of this is to be metar the water that's on your hands, which is tame, your hands are already tar. And now the chiyuv of al netilas yadayim kicks in to say the bracha, v'oz mevarech al netilas yadayim u'menagvam, and you dry them off as you're saying this bracha. Mishneh Berurah points out, even though we've already pointed out earlier, we learned in Simen Kuf Samach Beis that you're not allowed to have your hands touching each other. If you washed your right hand by itself, and then you washed your left hand by itself, and then the left hand and the right hand are mishavshe, if you rub them together, that's a terrible thing. You've lost your netilas yadayim. Now pouring mayim shniyim does nothing because your hands are now again tame, so the mayim shniyim cannot be effective over here. in this situation, you can't have your left hand and your right hand touch each other because you pour the water separately on your right hand, less than a revius, so the water's tameh from your hand. Then you poured less than a revius on your left hand, the water is tameh even though your hand is tar. Now, the water on your left hand can't be metameh your left hand. The water on your right hand can't be metameh your right hand, but they can be metameh the other hand, as we've already learned in Siman Kuf Samach Beis. So that's why over here, how come there's no problem with Mishavshev? So the Mishnah Berurah points out what I said already before. It must be a situation that somebody else poured the water on your both hands simultaneously, or as we pointed out, you're able to somehow flip the water onto both of your hands simultaneously yourself. And in this way, in this situation, your hands are considered like one, even though you have two hands here, and if the left hand touches the right hand touches the left hand, when you're rubbing them together, it's not a problem, it's not metami. As we've already learned, u'chaladeel b'simen kuf samach beis siv hei. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Tes, brings down, this is based upon the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, and the Elyahu Rabbah. He asks a question, why did the Mechaber specifically say you poured on both your hands simultaneously and rubbed them together? And he didn't give the answer, and he didn't give the answer that he poured on the right hand, and then he poured on the left hand, and just didn't have the right and left hand rub against each other. Then say the Ashayotzar, and then pour the Mayim Shniim on both of your hands again, on the right hand and on the left hand, and then say it on Tilas Yadayim. So why didn't he give that example? So the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Taz, who gives some sort of a teretz, and he says, in my humble opinion, on Yezdati, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Evshalom Ha'od, give a different teretz. The Kivan Diyasa Tzoracho, since the person went to the bathroom, Tov Shalom Levarach, Kodem Ashishuf Mishum Nekiyos. He says, you can't just pour water once on your hand and be Yotze Lechatrila, and that way coming out of the bathroom, but you have to clean your hands off. So therefore, you needed to rub them together. That's why the Mechaber specifically chose the example that you poured on both hands simultaneously and then rub them together, so you did have enough of a washing for Netilas Yadayim for Ashayotzar, albeit not enough washing for Netilas Yadayim for bread. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because he brings down in the name of the Taz and the Shari Tshuva, Dilidi Don nowadays. Nowadays people are known and they're not going to start distinguishing. Now I pour less than Revius, then I pour more than Revius. In general, people know that it's much better to always pour Revius. You get around all of the problems that we talked about with the Mayim Tumeim. So therefore, most people are now pouring Revius on their hands. So therefore, as soon as you pour the Revius on your right hand and on your left hand, or both together, Imke Nigmar Tekev Taras Yadayim. Your hands are tar. You completed Netilas Yadayim for bread. The Roy Levarach Netilas Yadayim. And now you have to make the Brach Val Netilas Yadayim. The Imke Birkas Ashiyotzer Heavy Hefsik Bein Netilas Levarach. And as we spoke out in yesterday, Shia, the reason why we have to say the Ashiyotzer first is because you're not supposed to have anything interrupting between the completion of the Netilas Yadayim for bread and the saying of the Al Netilas Yadayim Bracha. And here this would be a Hefsik now. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, since people often do pour revius, and that's going to be a problem, it actually is better to do what the Shulchan Aruch said first, which is to pour on your hands and say the Ashiyotzar. Don't do it in a way that you yotzi netilas yadayim. Then go and pour real netilas yadayim on your hands in a way that you yotzi netilas yadayim for pas, and then make the bracha al netilas yadayim. And he says, we've discussed this already, to explain why this is acceptable the way we just said. The issue footnote number 7 brings down in the name of the Shelus Chu Shevil Levi Ravoza Zatzal. Shahefsik Zem Ma'akev Af Bidyevit. This Hefsik who's saying the Ashiyotzar in between is Ma'akev even Bidyevit. Because he says, according to the Shulchan Aruch that we learned in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, Kishenot Tal B'Revius Ein Tzorach Nigov. When you actually wash with the Revius, you technically don't have to draw your hands, because the whole purpose, we said, of drawing your hands was to get rid of the water that is tummy. But when you're pouring your Revius, there is no water that's tummy. So technically, you don't have to draw your hand. Therefore, Imkem Binatiloso, as soon as you pour the water Revius on your hand, Gomeres Mai Sanatila, you have accomplished Natilas Yadayim. And immediately, Vitzorach Miad Levarach. So anything else is a Hefsik. And he says, even according to the Marshal, who says you do have to dry off your hands, which is halacha l'maaseh, the way most Achronim say, we still should dry off our hands anyway because it's mos. It's not proper to go and have your hands wet over here. So nevertheless, le'inyan bracha, in regards to saying a bracha, suichim lochush l'dasa shulchan aruch. Here we have a concern that maybe it's a bracha that has a hefsek, and therefore b'di'evit ain't yochel varach. So therefore, even though you may hold, you have to still dry off the hand, so you haven't completed the netilas yadayim. But in regards to the bracha, you already can say the bracha. So therefore, it is a problem and a concern. Now we get to sif beis. The Mechaber writes, "Im rabim misubim besuda." If you have a lot of people eating at the meal, so the order of who washes should be Hagadol no tel yodu tchila. It's proper kavod to let the greatest person there be the first one to go and wash his hands. However, the Rosh writes, Varosh hayorogilito bachrona. The Rosh would go and be the last person to wash his hands. Why? Shalola hafsik v'shalola daber. In order that he shouldn't come to be mafsik between the washing of the hands and the making of the bracha, and in order that he shouldn't come to speak by accident, which is also be a hafsik. The issue footnote number 8 brings out a very interesting idea, and he says, why are we only concerned about the greatest person, that for him it will be a hafsik, so better him wash last. Whoever's going to wash first, you have the same exact concern for that person. He says, gam etzel acherim mibnei asuda, sheet li yadeim betchila, whoever's going to wash first, yesh lachosh, she's going to have this problem about hafsik and dibra ben tayin. So he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph that in regards to Mayim Achronim, it says over there that you also start with the least important person and you go and have the last person washed be the most important person. The same concern over there for the Hefsik. So he says, maybe that we're more concerned about the Mavarech over there by benching, that the one who's benching, who's doing the Zimun, who's going to be the last one to wash, it's most important that he not have the Hefsik. Shehu Hiiko Yoser, that's the more important person not to have the Hefsik. So we try to go and rectify things for that person because he's being motzi everybody else in some sort of a way. So to over here, we want to make sure that the person who's being motzi everybody else, he has the least problems, even though theoretically whoever washes first is going to have this problem of being mafsik or being talking by accident. Now let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, why should the Gadol wash first? The Chayinu Kvodo, because that's the proper respect and honor that you should be giving to the greatest person. So why did the Rosh not do this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains the Rosh would always wash last over here. He was obviously the greatest person in whatever room he would be in, so therefore he should have washed first. So why did he wash last? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Svirulei, the Rosh's opinion was, Bishayni Bizman HaTalmud, that the first opinion that says the Gadol should watch first was the way they ate during the days of the Gemara. Shoyel l'kol echad mei ha-mesubin shulchum efnei atzmo. Everybody had their own little private table. V'hayo olcham miyad shenot al yodav. And everybody would eat. As soon as they washed their hands, the food was on their plate, on their table, and they would go and eat. There wasn't like a communal challah or a communal type of a bread that they were waiting for one person to be motzi everybody else. Everybody had a slice on their table, and as soon as they washed their hands, they would go and eat. So therefore, it's proper kavod that the one who is the most important person should be the first one to start eating. However, Avol Achshuv, the Mishnah Berurah says, the times of the Rosh already, Shushulchan Echad Lakol, they had one big table, like we have nowadays. Everybody eats at the same big table. And furthermore, Maslilin Lechol B'yachad, and everybody waits till everybody's sitting down before they start eating. Dainu Shalach Shanot Lukulam Yideim, everybody washes their hands. Then, Hagodol Mevaruch Motzi Kulam B'Virchoso, so the greatest person there is the one who makes the bracha motzi and passes it around and gives to everybody, very much like we do on Shabbos, which we'll talk about in a moment. Maybe Shabbos is different than the rest of the days of the week. So therefore, nowadays, the Rosh said, Tov Yosef Li Tov Bachrona. Since everybody's waiting for him, it's best that he have the least amount of weight possible, because again, we want to have the one who's being motzi everybody else to have the least problems. So therefore, he should better wash at the end. Kadesh Lo Yovo Li De Hefsek V'Dibur Ben Tayim. At least he, more likely, will have less of a chance of being interrupted or talking in between, rather than the first person who washed. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Aleph brings down from the Gemara the Mashma Gam King the Bizman Sheshulchan Echad Lekulam Hagadol No Tel Yodav Biachrona. That it's even Mashma that this Rosh is from the Gemara that it says that when everybody's eating at the same table, it's better that the greatest person wash last. But he gives a different reason. Umitam Acher Dainu Kadesh Shelo Yitzorich Leishay V'Lishmor Yodav Atshit Lekulam. So he shouldn't have to sit there and watch his hands and sit there silently while everybody else is washing. That's not proper kavod. So therefore, it's al kavod. He shouldn't sit there and wait for everybody else. Everybody else should sit there and wait quietly for him. And then the Chavetz Chaim adds, maybe the reasoning is really hesach hadas there as well. That he shouldn't have to constantly keep his mind on his hands, that they shouldn't touch some part of his body or something that would make them tameh. And therefore, he says, "V'divrei Rosh Hakasa Mishum Hefsek V'Dibur Hu Gamkim Mishum Hesach Hadas." When he writes over here this Hefsek and Dibur concern, it really is a concern of Hesach Hadas. So it's really one and all the same reason. So the Rosh is really going really like the Gemara's Mashma. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "Hinei Amachaber B'Simin Kuf Samachvav Hiskim D'Tov Lizor Mila Hefsek." That one has to be very careful, as we'll learn in Siman Kuf Samach Vav tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, that one has to be very careful not to have any sort of a hafsaka and not to talk after he washed his hands, as we'll see there in the Mishnah Berurah. And in fact, people are very, very makbid not to talk at all and not to have any interruption at all between the washing of the hands and the hamotzi. And even if there's a long pause, you have 20 people washing, so the first guy is going to wash, it's going to take another 2-3 minutes till everybody's done washing. Machmirim was still machmir kedivri Ramosham, as we will see over there in the Ramah. Therefore, the Mishnah concludes, Im kein besudos gedolos sheish habi mesubim, when you're dealing with like a wedding or some large suda, we have hundreds of people maybe, im yamtinu kolam mesubim ashi tola godol, if you wait till the Rav Zatzal, Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Aaron Kotler, whoever it is that's leading the dinner, and if you wait till everybody washes, and then he'll be motzi, everybody in the crowd, yishu harbi mot, it's going to take forever. And everybody's going to be talking in between. Therefore, Alkein min hanochon, the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing is shagodol yito tchila. Nowadays, the godol should wash first. Kibbutz man hashash, just like it was in the times of the shas, because that's the proper kavod. But below yotzi and bevirchas hamotzi, don't try to be motzi everybody else. Ella what? Yivarech liatzmo. The godol should go and take his slice of bread and go and wash hamotzi on that bread and eat it. Every single person there shouldn't wait to be yotzeid, be botzeid by the godol. Ella yitlu yadayim, wash his hands, and as soon as he gets to the table, like a bunch of people going out to dinner, you don't all wait till everybody's done washing. Each person washes and goes to the table and eats his bread. In this way, there won't be any wait for anybody, and that's the best eitzah that he brings down. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskev or Rosh HaYeragav Uchulei says, Ukayom Shapirov Haminok Shekolecha B'Varecha Pitol Yatzbo. He says, nowadays, when everybody really does this, we're not motzei, except maybe on Shabbos, which we'll see in a second, people aren't motzei each other, which may be more ideal because of Barov Am Hadras Melech, but nevertheless, people don't do this. So Lo Shayach Tamarosh, so the Rosh's reasoning to wash list no longer applies, and he says, therefore, Chazer Haminok Shoyeb Bizman HaTalmud. Therefore, we go back to the way it was originally, when everybody had their own table, because essentially, we all have our own table today, even though we're eating on one big table, we all have our own portion of bread. Shagodol no tetchilo, so it's more covered to let the rabbi, the chashuv, a person there, go and wash first. The Zaydi will go wash first, and everybody else washes afterwards, and everybody, and they wash, they go and make their own hamotzi by themselves and not motzi other people. This brings down an interesting situation, of course, on Shabbos, when you have Lecha Mishnah, and not everybody necessarily has Lecha Mishnah in front of them. If everybody has two little challah rolls in front of them, they're all washing on their own, so gezuntei, you have a simcha, you have 10 people at a table, and there's five men and their wives, and they're each making their own hamotzi, so fine, you don't have to wait one for the other. But if you're in somebody's house, and there's the balabayis over here, who has 10 guests, and he has one set of Lecha Mishnah, a big challah roll, a big challah, and Lecha Mishnah, and he's being motzi everybody else. So you need to hear the Lecha Mishnah. It's not enough to hear the bracha, or to make your own bracha. You want the Lecha Mishnah. So in this situation, he brings down a dish of foot number 11. It will learn in Simon Reish Ayin Dalet, Shenochol Linhog Shabotzei Yechavin Liftor Bebircha Samotzi, it's called Subim. One person is being motzi everybody else. And therefore, and Cain echod mevarach lukulam, since one person makes the brach for everybody else, so then we go back, shayach b'deh, b'zeh, dino shalarosh. So then in this situation, we should follow again the opinion of the Rosh, that the balabai should be the last person to wash. However, he brings down, it was the minig of the Chazonish, that he would wash first, under all circumstances, even if there were other people over there. However, he brings down from the Chazonish's brother-in-law, the great stipler Zatzal, that he would wash at the end. So there are those to rely upon, whichever way you do it. The critical thing is to make sure that there is no hafsaka, you shouldn't have any interruptions, any talking in between, and to move things along as fast as possible when one person is being motzei many others. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav explains Shelo Lahafsik. What does it mean you shouldn't have any hafsaka? Hainu mi b'shir merubi. Even a large pause should be avoided as much as possible, as we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's shir in Siman Kuf Samach Vav. What we'll learn is it brought down in Deir Shafut number 10 that it's called a considerable delay if it's an amount of time that it would take to walk 22 amma, from the time that you wash your hands until the time that you say the hamotzi. And finally, we conclude with Sif Katan Zayin, Shalol Adaber, Hainu Afilu Sichem Wetes. Even a small amount of talking isn't allowed, just to say one word isn't allowed. As we'll see, unless the word is necessary to say bring salt to the table, or something that's necessary for the actual hamotzi, so then you would be allowed to talk. That's not called a hefsek. That concludes Simon Kuf Samachay and today's shir.